Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
God's Law, a diagnostic tool. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin. Romans 3:20. A patient with hypertension who dutifully checks his blood pressure morning and evening might still die of a stroke. Simply taking his blood pressure would not solve the problem. It would only reveal a situation in need of treatment. The Jews made a similar mistake in thinking that the law was the means of their salvation, when in fact it was designed by God to show their need for salvation. Martin Luther clarifies the issue. Walk with Martin Luther, whose study of the scripture sparked the Reformation in Germany in the 1500s. The first understanding of the law should be that we see the inability of human nature to keep it. You may do good works outwardly, but God is not satisfied unless they are performed from the heart and out of love, which is not possible unless a man is born anew through the Holy Spirit. God, then, wants to achieve no more with the law than getting us to recognize our inability, our frailty, our sickness, to recognize that, so far as we are concerned, we cannot keep one letter of the law. When you feel that, the law has done its work. This is what Paul means when he says to the Romans, "Through the law, we become conscious of sin." Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 3, verses 1 through 20.
Romans 3. What advantage then is there in being a Jew? Or what value is there in circumcision? Much in every way. First of all, the Jews have been entrusted with the very words of God. What if some were unfaithful? Will their unfaithfulness nullify God's faithfulness? Not at all. Let God be true and every human being a liar, as it is written, so that you may be proved right when you speak and prevail when you judge. But if our unrighteousness brings out God's righteousness more clearly, what shall we say? That God is unjust in bringing his wrath on us? I'm using a human argument. Certainly not. If that were so, how could God judge the world? Someone might argue, if my falsehood enhances God's truthfulness and so increases his glory, why am I still condemned as a sinner? Why not say, as some slanderously claim that we say, let us do evil that good may result. Their condemnation is just. What shall we conclude then? Do we have any advantage? Not at all. For we have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under the power of sin. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves, their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sin.
A wall may appear straight until you hold a plumb line against it. A garment may look white until you lay it next to a whiter one. In each case, You need a standard against which all other objects can be compared. In the realm of righteousness, the standard is God's law. It is there you discover how far you have drifted from God's holiness, how soiled you are with sin. It is there you see an accurate diagnosis of your problem. It is there you come to realize that you are powerless to save yourself. Are you ready to acknowledge your predicament? Then you are also ready to receive God's provision.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.